Good morning, McClave and Wiley United Methodist Church folks and all who are watching this morning. We are definitely gathering differently this morning than what I initially planned on at the beginning of the week. Throughout the week, I had been monitoring updates about the coronavirus, about its spread and ways to mitigate exposure or reduce the risk to folks in our congregations. And I will be honest, this is a whole brand new thing for me to be working with, to be navigating through. I did not learn how to pastor during a pandemic in seminary. So I am learning a new thing, as many of you are right now. And so the sermon that I have this morning does not reflect what I initially thought about at the beginning of the week of the series that we've been doing, where we've been examining our perceptions and cultural understanding of certain topics and how that impacts our faith. That series is still relevant. I believe that it's important for us to have our Lenten examination, even though we are worshiping separately and listening to this sermon separately in a different format than we initially planned on. But today I want to talk about hope. Talk about how we understand hope, how we navigate hope, how we live hope out in our lives. And this is directly related to the verse that has been on my heart all week. If you've been following me on Facebook, I've been sharing Isaiah 41, verse 10. And that verse itself is, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my victorious right hand." As I was reading news reports and reading articles from the CDC and other materials provided to me about the coronavirus, and also watching the news articles about the volatility in the stock market, the economic concerns that are coming about right now because of this pandemic, believe me, this verse has been on my heart and has grounded me in this week. So I want to share the rest of Isaiah 41 to you here, and then we'll go from there, hearing these words from Isaiah, the prophet who spoke long ago. So hear these words, starting in the first verse of chapter 41. "Listen to me in silence, O coastlands. Let the peoples renew their strength. Let them approach. Let them speak. Let us draw together near for judgment. Who has roused a victor from the east? Summon him to his service. He delivers up nations to him and tramples kings underfoot. He makes them like dust with his sword and like driven stubble with his bow. He pursues them and passes on safely, scarcely touching the path with his feet. Who has performed and done this, calling the generations from the beginning? I, the Lord, am first and will be with the last. The coastlands have seen and are afraid. The ends of the earth tremble. They have drawn near and come. Each one helps the other, saying to one another, 'Take courage.' The artisan encourages the goldsmith, and the one who smooths with a hammer encourages the one who strikes the anvil. The saying of the soldering, 'It is good,' and they fasten it with nails so that it cannot be moved. But you, O Israel, my servant Jacob, whom I have chosen, the offspring of Abraham, my friend, you whom I took from the ends of the earth and called from its furthest corners, saying to you, 'You are my servant. I have chosen you and not cast you off.' Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my victorious right hand." These are the words of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. When I think about hope, I think about how it can be a transforming idea. It really is more than just a simple emotion. For us as Christians, we talk about how Christ is our hope. We talk about how our God is our hope. And we talk about how the Holy Spirit moves us and guides us toward hope in our lives. Hope can be seen as almost with naive eyes by some people, saying it's a sign of optimism or an idea that cannot come to true fruition. Because of the reality that we live in, some may say, we cannot fully experience hope because the world is too broken. Things are too scary. Things are too uncertain. So hope might be seen by some as a fool's errand. But I believe that hope is transformative. I believe hope gives us a direction, an understanding, a way for us to live as a people of faith. And what I mean by that is if you look throughout the whole Bible, you can see all kinds of stories where people struggled in their circumstance. This Isaiah 41, people were in exile. They were struggling. They were cast off. They felt like they were not loved. They had no value, that there was no way for them to get out of this situation where they were far from their homes. But God had a different direction for them, a different understanding, a hope for them that they would be freed from exile. Many times this story of hope, of being set free from your circumstances, set free of your struggle, is a theme that we encounter in Scripture. It's a part of our faith that we encounter frequently in both the Old and the New Testaments. But hope can be hard to hold on to. Certainly in this current situation that we find ourselves with the coronavirus and the measures that we've taken to distance ourselves to prevent its spread, and all the news articles you hear, all the things that we are encountering, all the things that we are told to do or to not do at this time, it can seem ominous. It can seem like there's no way out of this. In fact, it can seem like, you know, this is something else that's just piled on top of the additional miasma of our lives. But I believe our hope is with us. Our hope it comes to us from our God. And that hope of moving forward out of this pandemic is there for us. God is calling us out of that miasma, of the brokenness, of the struggle that we find ourselves in. And really, as Christians, we see hope through the lens of resurrection. This is how I believe the Christian notion of hope is so powerful, especially as we are preparing for Easter, as we're looking ahead toward the resurrection of Christ. When we are told that hope is naive, when we are told that hope is pointless, when we are told that hope has no place in our modern world, or that a person is hopeless, or that we are hopeless, as followers of Christ, we point towards the resurrection. We point towards death being defeated. We point towards that everlasting life that Christ shares with us. I mean, believe me, I have no doubt the disciples, when it was Holy Saturday between Good Friday, where they had witnessed their friend, their teacher, their Savior being crucified on that cross, when they saw Him die on that cross, when they saw Him put in the tomb, they certainly had every reason to believe that hope was gone. They had every reason and logical thought to point them that Christ was dead, their movement was done, there was nothing more for them. And as they went through that Holy Saturday experience, no doubt, completely reasonable for them to think that nothing had changed, that there was no more hope, that their movement was dead. But then that Easter morning came. That moment of realization when the women had gone to the tomb and they saw that it was empty, when they saw the resurrection, and when the women went and proclaimed the resurrection, that Christ had been risen, the disciples struggled with that. How often in our lives, when we have a message of hope coming to us, that we refuse it, that we disengage from it, that we push it away, or we say that is ridiculous? Well, the women who saw the resurrection of Christ, they would have understood what it's like to be rejected with a message of hope. And the disciples would have also understood what it's like to reject a message of hope as well. But the thing is, our story doesn't stop there. Our story as a people of faith does not stop with the arguments, with the disputes, of the uncertainty, of the is it this way or is it that way. Our story doesn't stop there. In fact, Christ's resurrection shows us that hope, the idea of hope, is a real thing. The idea of life after death is a real thing. And the idea that our present circumstances will not define our future is a real thing because of the resurrection, because of the hope that Christ shares with us. Now, I know I have spent a lot of time talking about resurrection. It's not Easter yet. But if we're thinking about how we interact with and consider hope in our lives, are we like the disciples who were on Holy Saturday, or the disciples when the news was first told to them? When a message of hope comes our way, that things will get better, that we will move forward, do we reject it? Do we think it's naive? Or are we like the women who, by seeing the empty tomb, boldly go out proclaiming that hope? Do we share that hope in our lives? Are we a people of hope when we interact with our friends and our families and our neighbors? Are we more like the women? Are we more like the disciples who were unsure? I believe that's important for us to examine in this season of Lent, for us to look into our hearts and to our lives this season, as we look into our faith this season, of how hope plays a part in it. Are we perpetually pessimistic? Or are we a people who know the resurrection? Are we a people who know the hope that comes from Christ? Now, when I go back to our scripture out of Isaiah, and I haven't forgotten about that this morning, when I look at the scripture out of Isaiah and I think about that situation that the Israelites were in when they believed hope was not coming, but hope was being proclaimed, that hope was there, and that their God, our God, was proclaiming a message to them. And I think about us right now in the midst of this pandemic. We may be scared. We may be uncertain. We may have panicked a little bit. And believe me, those emotions are real. When we hear news, of course, we're going to be panicked for a bit. We're going to be uncertain. We're going to think that things are not going to get better, or that what we're having to do right now, or we're having to meet digitally in this space, or however we interact with this sermon, we may think that our hope is not real. It can be discouraging. But when I think about these words Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my victorious right hand. For me, I begin to think that our circumstances will change, that hope becomes real, that there is a new beginning coming, that there is new life coming. Yes, we may feel like we're in exile right now. It may feel like we are pushed away from each other, but we will be gathered again. We will be together. And we will experience the love and the hope and the joy that comes through our God, that is proclaimed through Christ, that is guided and shaped in our lives by the Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, let us not give into despair. Let us not give in to panic. But let us be a people who know hope, who know it intimately in our hearts, who live it out in our lives. So our world can see that hope. So our friends can see that hope. So our families can see that hope. And so that they will know that better days lie ahead. Amen.